Kahit ano lahat.
WLOL. It doesn't suck.
Top of the IDS Center.
Will wonders never cease?
99 and a half. WLOL. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Get ready, Twin Cities. It's time to calm down with Tiffany tonight.
The top 9 at 9. 9 at 9 on WLOL.
Hey, hello there, Ready Warriors. JJ Fly doing it live tonight. The top 9 at 9. Write them down by artist and title. 989-2299. You want to talk to Tiffany tonight? She's ready. She's going to answer all your questions and be a babe and a half. I can tell already. What a pretty smile. Number 9 tonight, Chicago, their latest, You're Not Alone on the Top 9. 9 tonight, Chicago, You're Not Alone, JJ Fly hanging out with Tiffany. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, thanks a lot for being in the Twin Cities and being at WLOL.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Did you have a good dinner?
I did, I had a wonderful dinner.
You know, they said you were going to be here a little bit earlier, but you asked for like thirds or something like that? No.
Well, they asked me for dessert.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, I'm just joking around. You'd like to talk to Tiffany tonight, 989-2299. I guess we've got a couple of them all ready to go right here. Let's check in with Sarah. Sarah, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
You want to talk to Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on, baby.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. People say you're getting your hair cut. Are you really getting your hair cut?
I'm not planning on doing that. Oh. Should I? I don't know. No, I haven't planned on doing that yet. It's just something in fact, I'm trying to let it grow.
You've seen Cousin It, haven't you, on the Addams Family? She's going to let it grow real long. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks a lot, Sarah. Let's check in with Gina now. You got time over here? All right, Gina, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Good. You got a question?
Everyone in my class is just dying to know what your last name is.
My last name is Darwish.
Really?
Yeah, it's spelled Darwish.
All right. That's an easy last name. Thanks a lot for your question tonight,
Gina.
Gina.
Yep.
Okay, what do you say we slide back into the countdown here? Tonight's number 8 song, out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Natives, we like this homegrown stuff. Vixen with Crying on the Top 9. At 9, Minneapolis' own Vixen with Crying. JJ Fly hanging out with Tiffany tonight. She's going to be answering your questions. Let's go to St. Louis Park. And Cheryl is standing by here tonight. Cheryl, how you doing?
Okay.
You got a question for Tiffany?
Yeah, I was wondering, will you be going on tour soon?
I'll be going out on tour. I'll do Western Canada in April, and I'll be going out, and do the United States in May and June. No dates have actually been set, but I'll be going out in those months.
Are you going to buy all her tickets up, Cheryl? Every single last one
here.
Of them. We'll talk her into it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you, Cheryl.
Let's cruise over to Minnetonka with Scott right now. How you doing, Scott?
Good.
Go ahead.
Well, Tiffany, how long have you been singing?
Well, I started singing when I was about 9, and I just started singing with bands around my local area. I was born and raised in Norwalk, California, and whenever there was a band singing somewhere down the road, whenever, I would just ask them if I could get up and sing. I only knew about 4 or 5 songs, and I'd say, well, I know this song, and whatever key you want to play it in, it doesn't matter, and I just kind of sing with bands. And eventually, I met George Tobin, who's my producer and manager, at the age of 12. And we went into the studio and we recorded some songs. We put up a demo. At the age of 14, I was signed to MCA Records. So it kind of happened pretty fast, but I think mainly I was real lucky.
Thanks a lot for your question, Scott. Sounds like me when I was learning how to play guitar. I knew like 3 chords, you know, and you're really limited as far as what you can do. Let's cruise over to Vernonsville now, and Kelly is standing by. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
I was wondering what you do after the concerts. Like, do you ever take time to meet fans backstage, or do you like go straight to the hotel?
Well, usually there's a before concert backstage sort of thing where I meet a lot of people backstage, take pictures, sign autographs, or that happens after the concert. Sometimes after the concert, after I'm done with everything, meeting people, done with the concert itself, I usually clean the bus. That's something. If I'm on the bus, we're on touring, I get back into the bus, I change my clothes, I get into my night clothes, and I just find that I'm full of energy and there's nowhere to go. So I take out the pledge and, you know, the dirty rag, and I start cleaning everything, and that releases my energy.
Thanks, Kelly. We appreciate it. You know what Tiffany's going to do after the countdown tonight? She's going to clean my studio. She has a lot of energy after countdowns, too. All right, here we go. The boys tonight, it's Dial My Heart, number 7 on the Top 9 at 9. And at number 7, Tiffany, you were singing along with that one.
Yes.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. You think you wrote it for him or something like that. That's number 7 tonight for the Top 9. We are fielding some questions with Tiffany tonight. It really is nice to have you here. We really appreciate it. Let's go to the phone now out of Minneapolis. Julie is standing by. Hi, Julie.
Paging Julie.
Should we page someone else?
Page.
Okay. Let's try paging this person right here. How you doing, okay? No? How about this person here? How you doing?
Oh, fine.
You gonna talk to Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
Stacy from Blaine.
Okay, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. I was wondering, you said that you started shopping and you started seeing shopping malls?
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on doing any more?
Well, and probably surprise visits. As far as doing another mall tour, nothing's in the works right now as far as planning that. But I'll probably be popping into malls, you know, now and then and sort of thing. You know, I just did an appearance in the Topanga Mall, which is in L.A. So I'm starting to do sort of live appearances and stuff like that. And there's a few other groups who are doing the mall tours right now. So I'm just, you know, real supportive of that because I think it's a great idea and it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing the mall tour.
I think it's the Boys Club out of Minneapolis that's doing a mall tour right now. If you want to catch Tiffany in the malls around Christmas time would be the best as she does her shopping in malls. So that would be the best time. You could catch her in like a Lancers or something like that, I suppose. We got someone else over there for us? Okay. We got a countdown extra from Tiffany's Hold an Old Friend's Hand. It's called Radio Romance. You want to talk about this one a little bit, Tiffany?
Well, this will be a single coming out soon. I'm not sure in what order. I don't know if it's going to be the second, third, or fourth single, but it'll be coming out soon. And I had a lot of fun recording this song. Hopefully everyone enjoys it and likes it. There's a video that I did for this song, which is real bizarre, and it was a lot of fun. So that's to be up and coming, and everyone should be expecting that one. Okay. And you'll see me in a different few costume changes. So
here's Tiffany and all her bizarreness. It's Radio Romance, a countdown extra tonight.
From who? Just say from the one who loves you, baby.
WLOL Radio Romance. That's from Hold an Old Friend's Hand. Tiffany, that's a countdown extra tonight. That sounds good.
Thank you.
Sounds like a fun song.
Great.
A little bit of boogie-woogie. We like that kind of stuff. Let's go to Stillwater now. Dave is standing by. Dave?
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I just moved here from Portland, Oregon, and I was wondering if you were still seeing Chet Buchanan.
Well, actually, Chet, if you're listening, don't be angry. We were never dating. He's going to be saying thanks a lot for throwing my rap, but we never were dating. Just real good friends. So, no, I'm not dating and never have been dating Chet Buchanan.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for your call, Dave. Let's go to Coon Rapids, and Melanie is standing by. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
I was wondering, how many hours do you practice in the studio?
Well, it really, if you're recording an album, it takes some time. And this last album, I was on tour, and I was recording at the same time. So it would be I was on tour during the week, and I'd come in and fly in for the weekend. And I'd probably spend a day in the studio and record a song and then go right back out on tour. So it really depends. There's not like, okay, well, we're going to spend 5 hours in the studio and then that's it. It really depends how long it takes you to get the song right.
Does that answer your question, Melanie?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Melanie.
Everything else, everybody who calls in tonight, you're going to get an autographed album from Tiffany, Hold an Old Friend's Hand. That sounds like a deal and a half. Let's jump back into the countdown here. Tonight's number 6 song, Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, What I Am, for the Top 9 at 9. Remember now, write them down by artist and title. Going to make you a winner a little bit later on. AM, tonight's number 6 song for the Top 9 at 9. JJ Fly hanging out with Tiffany tonight. She's signing albums to anybody who wants to give her a call and say, hello, Tiffany, how you been? And a lot of dazzling questions. Becky's got one from Minneapolis. Becky?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's great.
My question is, what was the longest it's ever taken you to record a song?
What's the longest?
Yeah.
Well, I know the longest song that it... I think the song that took me the longest to record would be It's the Love or Not the Love, which is on the new album.
Okay.
And that was mainly because we recorded the song in so many different keys and so many different tempos, and that's really how we go about recording a song. If we hear something, we say, and usually unless it's a ballad, then we know that that's right. But say, for instance, you know, Should Have Been Me, which was on the last album, I recorded that song in sort of four different different attitudes, which means like maybe give it, you know, a different, like a Stevie Nicks attitude or this sort of attitude, or maybe, you know, soft in your voice, or maybe you belt at this point in time of the song. And the tempo was a little faster, and then we slowed it down. So it really, by the time you're done recording a song, you have 10 different ways of doing that song, and then it's hard to pick, you know, the one that you like the best, to say, okay, I like that one the best, because you've spent so much time on each, you know, way of recording the song.
All right, thank you very much, Becky.
Thanks,
let's go
Becky.
North a few miles to Forest Lake, where Jenny is hanging out. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Say hi to Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, Tiff.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's good.
I just wanted to know if you're living with anybody.
Am I living? Well, I'm living at home.
Are you living at home? Or?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I was just wondering.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thanks, Tiff.
Thank you.
They get interesting by the minute. It's the Lover, Not the Love. That's the longest one on the album?
I think that's the long. That's the one that took the longest to record.
Well, let's listen to that right now. What do you
say? Okay, great.
Right, let's do it. Here it is. It's the Lover, Not the Love. Another Countdown Extra from Tiffany on WLOM. And a half, WLOL. It's the Lover, Not the Love. Great tune.
Thank you.
I like that one. That's another dandy one. What a great LP. Tiffany's here doing the Top 9 and 9 with JJ Fly. We got more calls coming in tonight. Anybody who calls up, it's an autographed album from Tiffany. Going up to Coon Rapids, and Dina's hanging out. Hi, Dina.
Hi.
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 Question, Dina.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Do you have fun even though you can't walk in a restaurant or a mall? Without being bothered?
Well, you know, I really don't have that frame of thinking like, well, I can't go out and I can't do this anymore and I can't. I'm never, you know, I don't go out by myself because I'm usually by my friends or with my family or something like that. So I really don't have to worry about me going out with by myself and, you know, that sort of thing. But I've never really thought, well, I can't go to the mall and I can't do this because people are going to recognize me. It's not something that really bugs me. If someone comes up to me and asks me for my autograph, it's really a pleasure that they're asking me for my autograph, and I really have to be thankful for that rather than thinking of it as, well, this is a real nuisance. So, you know, I don't think of that at all. And usually if someone comes over and says, are you Tiffany? I'll say, yeah, be quiet, come over here, you know, and I'll sign it over in the corner. And I've been very fortunate. I haven't had any problems.
All right. Thanks for your question, Dina. Okay. Going over to New Brighton with Chad. He's hanging out here tonight. Chad.
Hey.
You got it.
What's up?
Ask Tiffany.
Hi, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, not much. What's up with you?
Not much. Just sitting at home, just, you know, bumming out, actually.
Oh.
So, how old are you?
I'm 17. I just turned 17 October 2nd.
Oh, yeah? Well, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
And how long are you in town for?
Well, I leave tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got in today and I leave tomorrow.
Oh, bummer.
So I was really here just for dinner and to come into the station and say hi to all my fans and my friends.
She promised me she'd stop by and say hi sometime this year. I feel good about it, you know. Is that what you got, Chad?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Just, like, say good luck, you know, with everything else.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Take care, Chad.
What do you say we dive back into the countdown here? Have you heard of this band, Tiffany? Out of Sweden? Roxette?
I don't know. Let me listen. I'll tell you if I've heard the song.
We're going to find out if Tiffany likes this one. A little bit of a rock and roll edge. Here it comes. Number five tonight. It's The Look from Roxette on the Top 99 on WLOL. 99, JJ Fly hanging out with Tiffany tonight. Are you doing okay so far?
Great.
Now, what'd you think of that one? Is it a good one?
I like that one, yes.
You've been singing
I had
along.
Never heard that before.
She's been singing along with every song, like halfway through, she had it down. She was just jamming. It sounded great. Susie's hanging out in Mound tonight. Susie?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good.
I was wondering, how do you get your ideas for your songs?
Well, actually, I don't write any of my songs. I'm starting to write now, and hopefully for the next album I'll have something that I've written. But there's a bunch of writers that write for me, and how they get their ideas, I really don't know. I just think they're a bunch of talented people. And hopefully I'll fall into a category of a bunch of talented writers as well. And that's something I'm really striving for. I dibble and dabble and write lyrics down, and then I have the habit of rereading something, and then I reread it and think, oh, this is awful. I couldn't show anyone this. This is torture. So I hide it and throw it away or whatever, but I'm starting to overcome that. Now I keep my notes, and they're all in a box. They may be hidden, but they're in a box. So because a bunch of writers told me, well, if you keep writing, how are you going to know, if you're getting better or worse, or it's, still the same, if you don't keep the things that you wrote from before, to compare notes and this and that? And I said, yeah, you have a point there, huh? So now I'm starting to keep things, and hopefully you'll be hearing a song that I wrote soon.
Thank you very much, Susie. I'll bet you've got the cleanest box in the world, too. And it's just all organized and nice and neat, like you like to clean things
up,
huh? Roseville, and Dan's hanging out here tonight. Dan?
Yeah, Tiffany.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, have you ever taken any voice lessons?
Yes, I have. But I started taking voice lessons when I was about 10, and that was just something that I had been singing, like I said, with bands, and one of the bands that I had been singing with was taking voice lessons, and they said, well, why don't you go to this voice coach? He's really good, and just, if you start to sing a lot, sometimes it puts a strain, or if you get a cold and this and that, it just teaches you how to be able to sing with those conditions, with a cold and a runny nose. Sometimes you sound real nasal and this and that, and there's different ways of doing things where you can still sound the same and sound good, even though you may not feel so good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for checking in here tonight. What do you say we cruise back off into the countdown? 989-2299 if you'd like to talk to Tiffany tonight. We've got autographed albums for anybody who likes to get through and talk to Tiffany. Tonight's number 4 song for the top 9 at 9. It's Doctor in the TARDIS from the Time Lords. WLOL, the top 9 at 9 with JJ Fly and Tiffany tonight. Got the Time Lords, big score, number 4, Doctor in the TARDIS. Tiffany's hanging out here. Mind if we go up to Coon Rapids for a question? Here we go with Curtis.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, great.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you ever get started in music?
Well, I started singing when I was about 9, and mainly my parents, my mother and my stepfather, started me out singing. It was something that I wanted to do. I sang around the house from the time I was about 2 years old. And eventually they just said, well, is this something that you think of doing outside of the house? I mean, in front of people other than your family. And I said, I'd love to do it. And I was really never shy about it, so I started singing with bands.
Oh, great. You're really terrific.
I think that's
really neat that you can... you know what you want to do, and you kind of start.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Curtis.
Thanks.
Minneapolis,
take care, Curtis.
Right here. It is John hanging out. John?
Hi, Tiff.
Hi, John.
I was just wondering if this is your first visit to the city.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what do you think of the Twin Cities?
Well, I just got in at about 4:30 this afternoon, and I kind of got ready and went to dinner, and I went to a nice restaurant here. Other than that, I haven't seen much, and I'm looking forward to coming back and doing maybe some live concerts here.
All right. Thanks for your question, John.
Thank you, John.
Here's another one from the Hold an Old Friend's Hand album. This would be Hold an Old Friend's Hand. One of your favorites, I understand.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about this nice song?
I'll let you guys decide if you like it or not.
Okay, here it is.
Another year and I'm still here. The grass just will not grow.
99.5 WLOL, Hold an Old Friend's Hand. Tiffany, JJ Fly here. And you know, Tiff, I made up my mind, and I do like that song a lot.
Thank you.
I think I liked it from the first note, so of course, I like most of the stuff you do. I got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Being that the title track on the album, Hold an Old Friend's Hand, how do you decide which song becomes the title track?
Well, in this case, we just kind of messed around with a few titles, Tiffany All This Time and Tiffany Radio Romance, and nothing really sounded so good as Tiffany Hold an Old Friend's Hand.
Well, that's nice.
It just sounded really like a great title.
Well, that's good. That's good. You're the same age as our next gal who's going to call you, and Tracy is her name from Sauk Rapids. Tracy?
Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
A couple of questions tonight for Tiffany?
Yeah. I was just kind of wondering, are you a junior or a senior in high school?
I'm a senior.
Oh, me too.
Great.
Yeah, I can't wait to graduate.
Well, yeah. Actually, though, everyone tells me once I'm graduated and everything's over, I'm going to be saying, oh, I wish I was in school. And I can kind of understand that, though, because I missed the fifth grade already. So
really?
I don't know. Yeah, I do. But
I always laugh at people when they tell me, oh, I wish I could go back. Anyway, I'm going off the subject. And my other question was, what do you dislike most about the music business?
That's a hard question.
It's hard to dislike stuff, isn't it?
I mean, everything has its likes and dislikes, and, you know, you don't really favorite this as much as this or whatever. I would say a disadvantage would be that you're not home a lot. But the advantage of that is that you're out meeting a bunch of great people. And, you know, if I'm out on touring and stuff, I'm doing something I really love to do. So it's kind of, it has its ups and downs, and there's two ways of looking at it. It's really kind of a hard question to ask.
Does that do it for you, Tracy?
Yeah.
Okay, you got yourself.
Thank you, Tracy.
An autographed album coming up. Let's go down to Burnsville now, and Amy's standing by. Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to know, what was one of the favorite songs that you've ever sang?
I think We're Alone Now. My favorite, I think probably one of my favorite songs now is Hold an Old Friend's Hand. And that's, I really love to sing ballads, because when I sing a ballad, people, you know, get the point across that I can really sing. Yet an up-tempo song is a lot of fun to perform as far as moving on stage. It gets the crowd going, the band's really into it, and everyone's grooving. So I think Hold an Old Friend's Hand is something that it's kind of mid-tempo, and it shows that I sing, and yet you're still grooving, and the band really gets into it. You know, when I do a live show, we just like to have a lot of fun. So I hope that's what, you know, I hope that's what everyone goes away with the feeling of that. It's just a great concert and a lot of fun, and that's, you know, that's really what we're trying to accomplish.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
You know, I had the chance to see you on The Tonight Show, Tiffany. It was like last year or the year before when you sang I Think We're Alone Now.
Uh-huh.
And talk about getting down. That was fantastic. That
was awesome. Thank you.
Back into the countdown we go now. Tonight's number three song, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, on the Top 9 at 9. It's at number 3. Write them down by artist and title. Well, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, tonight's number 3 song for the Top 9 at 9. JJ Fly and Tiffany tonight fielding your calls, signing albums, signing pictures, and having a great time, right?
Right.
What do you say we go to St. Anthony here, and Shane is on the line. Shane?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Shane.
First of all, I'd like to say you're really good looking, I think.
Thank you.
And
see her in person.
My question is, what kind of music do you listen to in your spare time, if you have any?
Let's see. I listen to all types of different music. When I go into a record store, it's really, I go up and I say, well, for instance, when Yentl came out, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the movie Yentl, Barbara Streisand, I went out and I bought the soundtrack, and at the same time I bought Led Zeppelin, Luther Vandross, Tina Marie, all types of different music, and I just brought it all up to the counter, and I said, okay, well, this is me, you know, you can ring that up, and they were just looking at me like, wait, you like all this type of different types of music? So I'm really, I do, I like all kinds of different music, because I think you can learn something from every different type.
That's a great question, Shane.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Diversity's
got to be the key, keeping an open mind. It helps you as far as what you pick to sing and not to sing as well.
Well,
right?
I think so. I mean, you can even learn something from another artist as far as, that sounds great on them, but for me, that just wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Roseville, Lisa's standing by. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, who's your favorite male singer?
I have to pick one. I would say Phil Collins.
Really?
Really.
Why?
I like everything he writes, and I just really like his music. I'd love to meet him. I think he would be a great person to meet. Everything I've heard about him, he's just real generous and just overall a great person to meet. And he's somebody that has been an idol of mine for a very long time.
Well, does that do it for you, Lisa?
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Okay, hey.
Thanks, Lisa.
Stand by for your autographed album. It's coming up in the mail.
Let's do it.
Back into the countdown we go. Phil Collins, huh?
Yep.
A lot of girls go, he's so cute. You know, something about him, I guess, huh? Here we go. Tone Loc tonight, Wild Thing. It's at number 2 for the top 99.
Wow.
WLOL, Tone Loc, Wild Thing. Tonight's number 2 song for the top 99. Have them by artist and title. At the end of the countdown, you get all 9 albums plus Tiffany's album. I bet she's even going to sign it for you. So keep track of these songs. Let's go to St. Paul now and Joel.
Yeah, I was wondering, how do you feel getting compared with other singers like Debbie Gibson, Madonna, and Sheena Easton? And do you think you get treated unfairly because you're a teenage singer?
I don't think so. I mean, for example, people like, a lot of people, you know, always compare me to Debbie Gibson, but, and everyone thinks that there's this big rivalry thing going on, and actually there isn't. In fact, I just saw her a couple days ago, and we told each other, we said, you know, if people really found out that we liked each other, it would probably disappoint a few people, believe it or not. I think that it's important to and get along with other entertainers because, you know, with your friends and stuff, you have friends at home who you may have grown up with and you have lots of things in common, but maybe the one thing in common that you don't have is that being on stage for those, whatever, that hour and 20 minutes, maybe your best friend just can sort of relate to you but really can't. So it's important to like other entertainers and to be able to get along with them because they're the one person that you have something in common and, you know, they can give you a lot of input of, you know, what you need to do or what, you know, whatever, your emotions and stuff like that.
Are you learning as much as me tonight, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the U of M. Brian is standing by to talk to Tiffany. Brian?
Yeah. I was wondering, Tiffany.
Hi.
What's the last good book you've read?
The last good book I've read? I'm reading Moonwalk by Michael Jackson's right now.
Oh.
So that's a good book.
Okay. And another part, I was wondering, you said you were senior this year. Are you planning on going on to college next year?
I really don't know my plans right now. I want to finish high school and take a break and see where my career is at. And I think that I can further my education rather be going to college or just picking up a book and reading myself. And, you know, I have a tutor, private tutor right now, and there's really, you know, no kind of limit that says, well, after 18, you don't have to have a tutor anymore. I think that maybe I might want to continue to have a tutor.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. It's funny you asked that question. She loves the Twin Cities so much. She's probably thinking U of M. Yeah, maybe it's in the back of your mind a little bit, right? No?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm talking about the Twin Cities being so nice and maybe thinking about the U of M or, you know, one of the fine colleges we have right here. Huh?
Maybe, you never know, huh?
I'll see if I can talk her into it. In the meantime, let's check out our number one song. You've heard this one before. Oh, yeah. All This Time, Tiffany, number one for the top 99. Fancy that, hmm? Everybody's going Tiffany crazy. All right, Color 9 right now. If you've got them all by artist and title, you've got all 9 albums. And Tiffany's going to sign the number one album for you. Here she comes.
All this time, I know someday you need to find all this time.
Nine and a half, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Tonight's number one song, Tiffany, All This Time for the top 9 at 9. Hey, we got a winner out there. He's got it. We got ourselves a winner for all 9 albums, plus the number one album autographed by Tiffany. Thanks a lot for hanging out here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It was an experience and a half for myself. It was fantastic. And I saw her in concert last fall, and to meet you in person is really exciting. I think
that's
great. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Got the winner's name. Her name is, it's him. It's a Mike. Okay. That's what we wanted to know. Do you want to say hi to somebody quick?
Yes, I wanted to say hi to Jean, who's out there somewhere, and hi to Danielle.
Okay. You can say anything you want. You know what I mean? You just babble on and on and on and whatever. What do you say we get into the song that kind of got it all started for you, okay?
Okay.
Reflect back to the time you went, you know, I like that song. I want to become a recording star. I think this is the one that's going to put me over the top. Thanks, Elaine. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twin City Radio Warriors, Tiffany, I think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.